freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number you need to get interactive with us. It is the Wednesday night edition, and anything goes, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231 here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find we've got live streaming. That's right. If you're on a broadband connection, you get a crisp, clean 64 kilobit per second feed. If you're a dial-up person, you get a special feed just for you. So anybody who's using the internet can tune in absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Cool. Now then, again, it's your show. You take control about anything. Otherwise, we bring up whatever we want to. Last night, we had something come up on the show that I think one of our callers has mentioned before, and we just sort of brushed it off.
Mm-hmm.
It came up again last night, and I don't know, Jason, maybe you'll have something to say about it tonight since you weren't here last night. There was someone who called in to suggest that there's a Jewish conspiracy.
I've heard the claim.
Yes, that apparently that all of the Jewish people are conspiring to take over the world, to own all of the monetary interests, the banks in Hollywood, and where all the big money is. All the Jews are in control. And it's total paranoia, total conspiracy theory.
What
but
I've
there's a lot of people that believe it.
Yeah, I've always wondered. Now, what is it? What's so bad about the Jewish PR machine that somehow the Mongols never got this? The American Indians, not happening too. Mm-hmm. You know, Pakistanis, nobody thinks they're trying to take over the world. They think they're trying to take over the convenience stores, but not the world. I don't understand.
There aren't very many Pakistanis that own banks. I don't know. Maybe it's all the circumstantial evidence. There really are Jewish people that do own big financial institutions and things like that, but I don't think that every single one of them is owned by Jewish people, and I think it's silly to think that there's actually a conspiracy going on. Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
I think people just see that something's wrong and maybe are too narrow-minded to understand that it's not... It can be more than a person or a group of people who have perpetrated whatever is going on. Mm-hmm. To put a face on it, they say... Say, oh well, things have gone wrong because of let's say the Jews.
Yeah, just pick somebody, pick the group that you dislike the most, I guess. Well, anyway, Howard, one of our listeners, emailed us as a result of this. We actually had a Jewish female call the show last night, and she tried to kind of explain the situation, but she didn't really seem to really know too much about the rumors or know very much about her own religion, but
I'm sure she knows a great deal about it.
She probably knows. She probably does, but she was a little lost. Anyway, here's what Howard has to say. He says, "Dear Free Talk Live," and by the way, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, "I am a poor Jew. I hear a lot of talk these days about so-called Jews on the GCN network from mostly non-Jews, and it's really quite interesting how the age-old myths are still perpetuated by Jews and non-Jews alike. I'm writing with respect to a call I just heard, and there are a number of questions and statements that are really quite easy to address. I can't phone in because I live in Bangkok, Thailand. Number one, he says the Jews did not write the Bible, although 99.99% of Jews do not know the history of such. The Jewish Bible was co-opted from previous cultures, just as Horus was born on December 25th of a virgin birth. History is always written by the victors."
Well, this would be the theory. Some people will dispute this, right? That Zoroastrianism, which is, as the time, was basically, you know, tribal fire worship, mm-hmm. moved to what we currently see as, you know, the early portions of Judaism. And there's a lot of the legends that are similar in that whole area. I mean, you know that as well as I do, the Gilgamesh has a flood story in it, and yep. That's a Babylonian story. So, I mean, a lot of these stories that are found in Genesis and the Pentateuch are similar stuff that's going on all over, you know, the similar sort of legends and that kind of thing that's going on all over the Middle East.
So I guess I is he right? The Jews didn't write the Bible. I'm not an expert.
Is he right?
Yeah.
I would not say that the Bible, the Pentateuch, certainly could be up for grabs. Mm-hmm. Did the Jews write the rest of the Old Testament? Sure, they did.
Okay,
absolutely.
Right. Number two, he says Christians.
And then did Jews write the New Testament, which would be some of them. Certainly, Paul wrote a good portion of the New Testament.
Right.
Definitely a Jew. Whereas some of the other books of the Bible were written by the followers of those people. Some people would say that they were in fact Jews. I don't know.
It's up in the air then.
I'd say
partial.
At least 50-50.
They wrote a good chunk of it then.
Number two.
But not the first five books.
That's what he's saying. Go ahead.
Okay. Number two, he says, Christians were held in complete ignorance for almost 2,000 years by their churches. So the European Jews did indeed develop a superiority complex, as they were surrounded by total idiots. I won't get into the present state of ignorance here, but we can see how easily this is achieved even today. So he's suggesting that in the past, the Jewish people were better educated because the Christians were, they weren't allowed to read and that sort of thing. So maybe that's where some of these old biases were developed, in that the Jews were looking down upon the Christians, and the Christians developed a hatred for the Jews because they were educated and the Christians weren't.
And because they supposedly whacked their deity.
They whacked? Right. Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. There's that, too. Number three, he says Judaism is indeed racist, at least in the way that it is presently taught. Now, he doesn't back that up with anything. He doesn't suggest what he means or the evidence behind that statement. So if there is someone out there that can, I guess, clear that one up, the claim that Judaism is indeed racist, 1-800-259-9231.
Well, it's certainly encouraged among Jewish families to marry Jewish people.
I don't know if that means it's racist.
No, I think they're very proud. I have a family of Jewish friends up north, and I've been to plenty of bat and bar mitzvahs. And mm-hmm. They're very proud, but I wouldn't say that they're racist by any stretch of the imagination.
Would you be excommunicated from Judaism if you married a black person who was not a Jew?
It would depend on the family that you had, but excommunicated, no. I mean, you could definitely go to temple and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But as opposed to, your family could be very upset about it.
Got it. Number four, he says, most cultures are racist. We all know that, especially white Christians. Number five, we Jews do not ever talk about our very own conspiracy. He says, I do not receive a free check at the end of every month. If Jews run the world, I've never, ever met a Jew who knows anything about it. The non-Jews that I've met who do believe such all do not know any Jews. So he's suggesting those people who are claiming that there's a Jewish conspiracy have never met a Jew in their entire life.
Well, I have met many Jews that'll tell a story of somebody who's in their family who is, usually it's in the military, and it's usually set in World War II. And the situation is that the Jewish relative of theirs, you know, older Jewish relative of theirs, goes to New York City with his kind of country podunk World War II buddy, and they get there, and the buddy says, I can't wait till I find one of them Jews. I want to see them horns. And doesn't, of course, know that he's
realize.
In fact that Mr. Bernstein that he's been running around, Private Bernstein that he's been running around
right.
with, is also Jewish. And, you know, I mean, that there's misconceptions. I think the story says that Middle America has misconceptions about Jewish people.
Absolutely. Number six, many, and I think they have plenty of misconceptions about black folk, too, as well.
Yep.
Number six, many other cultures are very Jewish. The Chinese, Arabs, and East Indians are all famous for their commercial savvy and toughness. The cultures who are not all hold money as an evil, and most resent their economic masters. There's more here. We got somebody on the line that wants to talk about Jewish folk and the rumors that surround them. This is your show. 800-259-9231. You're Jewish. You want to clear some of this stuff up for us? Get on the phones. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find our bulletin board system. We've got over 18,000 posts for you to surf around through and over 500 members. All of it is free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and check it out. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man with
you. Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We're talking about something that came up last night on the show, the so-called Jewish conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've seen so far, from the people that we've talked to, it really seems to be one of those situations where you've just got people that are clueless about other cultures, that are clueless about other religions and other groups of people. For instance, we've had people call this show and try to tell us that blacks and Hispanics are... They are not on the same footing as white people. They cannot think as well, and they are just, by nature, unequal to white people.
Mentally inferior?
Right, and I just feel like the people that feel that way, obviously were raised by some racist parents and just indoctrinated with this information, and I really don't believe that they've met very many black people or Hispanic people in their lives. And I think similarly, the people that believe that there's some Jewish conspiracy probably haven't met more than three Jews in their entire life. I just feel like all of this is based off of ignorance. But let's see what Clayton has to say. Clayton in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason Emanuich. Hello.
Good evening.
Hey.
Hello.
I got a couple of questions for you that
yes,
you can clear up. Okay, what about Theodore Herzl in the Zionist movement?
Who and what?
He sounds like a Jewish guy, and I know what the Zionist movement is.
Well, I don't know what the Zionist
movement is. He was back in the Theodore Herzl. He started it back in the 1800s, I believe, or early 1900s.
And it was the desire to create a Israel state?
Israeli state, yes.
Okay.
In along with the Zionist Jews.
What about him?
Is George Washington evil man for wanting to have created the United States?
No. However, okay. From my research, the wall that they're building over there is nothing but a land grab.
The wall that they're building is a land grab? How so?
Well, each time they erect the wall,
yeah,
and then they just take a little bit more and then they put up another wall. It's a temporary wall.
A wall? Is it like the wall, like the Great Wall of China or something? What are you talking about?
Who are they grabbing the land
from? We're talking about a chain link. I have photos of it from Time magazine.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about a chain link fence with 50-foot gun towers.
And the point of it is to do what? To make it so they can have their own little country?
They're pushing away the Palestinians.
So they're taking land from the Palestinians?
Yeah.
The Palestinians have no land, man.
Well, from what I understand of history, the Jewish people decided to move out of Israel in the Palestinian state. Okay? And then the Israelis decided to come back in 1958.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of Jewish people living in Jerusalem before the Israeli state came back.
Okay.
Do you want to give your house to an American Indian man?
No, they got their own.
They got their own houses, yeah, that we paid for. I concur with you completely.
Okay.
But, I mean, don't you think that it's really only fair that we all give our property back to the American Indians?
Probably.
No, it's not. Because I paid a lot of damn money for my property, and it's mine now. I'm not talking about 200 years ago or 100 years ago or even 50 years ago. Forget that crap.
That's a reparations
Look,
idea.
If you've got a camel and a tent, that doesn't mean you own everything that your eye surveys, you know?
Okay.
That doesn't count. That's not a culture.
Now here's the other question. Now, what about Adam Weishaupt, the Rothschild family, having ties with the 24 Protocols of Zion?
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm glad you're here, Manwich, because I don't even know what he's talking about.
At this point, you've gotten too conspiratorial for me.
The 24 Protocols is the same text, little booklet, that fueled Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So?
Now, it was talked about capitalist financial takeover with the Federal Reserve Bank.
Well, we all know the Federal Reserve is a bad deal. That's definitely something that Free Talk Live is against.
It's a private corporation that doesn't pay taxes. When's the last time it was audited? And then we pay taxes to keep it running?
What does this have to do with the Jewish conspiracy, though? Can you explain that?
I just asked you.
Is there a Jewish conspiracy, Clayton?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So that's all you got for us. Anything else on your mind? Thanks, dude.
I don't know.
All right. Well, call us back if you figure it out. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800.
He's just got some questions.
259-9231. I thought he had something to say about the Jewish conspiracy.
Well, he's clearly alluding that there's some ties within the...
I'm sure that... Okay. I'm sure that he mentioned Rothschild. That's one of the big big name banker, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Banker family?
Supposedly European banker family.
Right.
Jewish.
No, not supposedly. I've been doing some reading about the Federal Reserve and those things, mm-hmm. and yes, it is absolutely a banking family.
Mm-hmm.
But to suggest that because there's a guy who's Jewish and he has a family and they're bankers means that there's also a Jewish conspiracy that all Jews are a part of, and or that a significant percentage of Jews are a part of? Totally unbelievable. And just because there's a bad black man out there doesn't mean that all bad people are black. Just because there's a Jewish guy that controls a lot of money doesn't mean that all Jewish people are evil. I don't see how you can even come close to making a statement that there's a conspiracy.
And I think that anybody who's in a bank is going to some extent or another, try to do their business well.
Mm-hmm.
And since their business has to do with lending money and what is that fractional lending,
fractional reserve
and all that
banking.
Other stuff? Yeah, I mean,
actually lending anything,
right?
Just
when
lending
you start
numbers,
when you start leveraging out your business and spinning things off, yeah, you're going to be making deals and popping wheels.
Somebody
might get hurt.
You've got to give credit to the bankers. They have definitely pulled off a scam on the American people. And whether or not they're Jewish or Hindu or Christian or whatever, it doesn't matter. What matters is what's been done. And what's been done is the wool has been pulled over the American people's eyes. We've been made to think that these bills that we carry around in our wallets are actually of some sort of value, when in fact they're not. Everything that we've been told about the money system in this country has pretty much been a lie, has pretty much been an illusion. Now, whoever came up with the idea, I don't know if it was Rothschild or David Rockefeller or whoever it was in the past, whoever it was brilliant. And it was them. It was those people that did it. It doesn't mean it's the entire race. It doesn't mean that the entire race is corrupt or scheming or anything like that. I don't understand how people can get it in their heads. It has to be just racist, mean parents indoctrinating their kids to believe that them Jews are bad, son. You remember, they'll steal your money.
It's been going on a
that
long
kind of
time.
Stuff.
Martin Luther, I don't know if you're familiar with the name, but
Luther King, the old
Martin
old
Luther, the guy
1517, 95
right.
Theses.
1517, is that the year?
1517.
Okay, and this is the leader of the Reformation, or let's call him the first in the Reformation. I don't know about the leader. but he was a monk and celibate and, had this epiphany or whatever and put these things up. He was very anti-Semitic. So, I mean, there's nothing new about this.
Well, right. It's been around a long time, and it's time that it come to a stop. People are people, regardless of whether or not they have certain religious beliefs that disagree with you. Some of them are bad, some of them are good, and some of them are kind of in between. More coming back, more Free Talk Live. Actually, we've got a story from New York City about a rabbi. This is totally going to take this in a different direction. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine while it then sticks to the engine's internal internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit System48.net.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You take control. 1-800-259-9231. This is the Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. And we also have our live Saturday show that we do from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwin.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got a brand new Shriner there, brand new validated Shriner, as a matter of fact. Her name is Heavenly. She's a libertarian super activist. And she's right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. We've been talking about this so-called Jewish conspiracy that so many people seem to think is for real. And, of course, in the same vein, so many people seem to think that blacks and Hispanics are inferior to whites. And it's all based on old, just washed-up ignorance, just blatant misrepresentation of the facts and people just not knowing what they're talking about before they say it. People who probably never met a black person or a Jewish person or a Hispanic person in their lives talking as though they know something.
Well, if you're going to mention Heller and the Zionist movement, I mean, can't you make a case then, you know, like by picking out a Jewish guy and then what he's done, can't you make a case that because of Jeffrey Dahmer, in fact, white people eat people?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the same sort of logic?
Yeah. And white people are all killers.
If you can find two white people that have eaten people, at that point do you have a rock solid
case? Then you've got
a
conspiracy.
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy that white people want to eat people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's basically what we're dealing with. Anyway, moving on to...
After all, the white people were using ovens on the Jews.
There you go.
Yeah.
Further
proof.
Moving on to, I guess not related in any other way except it happens to involve a Jewish person, but Johnson came up with this one for us. Java Justice, this from the front page, New York Daily News. Java Justice finally served. It took almost 14 years, but Brooklyn Rabbi Israel Steinberg can finally drink his coffee from a paper cup in a Manhattan eatery in peace.
Why couldn't he?
Well, you'll find out. Steinberg made what seemed to be a simple request when he ordered coffee at the Nation's Cafe in 1992.
Hmm.
He asked... been 14 years. He asked the waiter to pour the beverage into a takeout cup.
Doesn't seem to be like 14 years to me.
Actually, you're right about that. That's, I don't know why 14 years.
13 plus years.
Okay, almost 14. he asked the waiter to pour the beverage into a takeout cup because the Jewish dietary laws apparently forbid the use of non-kosher porcelain.
Makes sense.
Steinberg said the waiter told him that he had to drink from the porcelain cups just like the other customers or get out.
Wow. He was in a crappy mood, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Well, Steinberg said he embarrassed and ridiculed me because I'm Jewish and in front of all the other customers. The confrontation escalated.
He didn't embarrass or ridicule him. He embarrassed himself, the waiter did.
The waiter, yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay. The confrontation escalated when Steinberg, who lives in Borough Park and is the head of an Orthodox Jewish congregation in Queens, told the waiter that refusing such a request violated state law. Steinberg then recalled...
That I've got a problem with.
Because flaunting the law in front of a waiter like that?
Well, and the fact is if I don't feel like serving kosher stuff in my restaurant, I shouldn't have to.
I agree with
that whole, you know, there ought to be a law protecting Jewish people and their kosher habits because they can't eat anywhere. Well, you know, then eat something else or, you know, get a new set of eating rules or
go to the Jewish restaurant.
Or find a Jewish restaurant.
Someone that's going to be reasonable. Because really, the waiter is totally unreasonable.
Absolutely unreasonable.
Yeah, right.
But I believe
but he should be
more
free
unreasonable.
To be unreasonable.
Right. Even more unreasonable is passing a law that makes somebody do something. If it's my business, just like if it's my car, you can't tell me where I got to drive my car. That you shouldn't be able to tell me how I.
I don't like that Jesus fish on your car. You got to take it off.
That's offensive. Yeah, you're not allowed to offend anybody anymore in America. Because that's really. And that's kind of the direction this country's going down, the idea that you have a right not to be offended, which, of course, is totally antithetical to what America stands for. You're supposed to be offended. And actually, this is didn't Penn rant about this recently on Penn & Teller's BS? You know, you don't have the freedom from offense. The only way you could possibly avoid being offended is to sit in your house all day long and not watch any television channels.
You better
channels.
Not watch any TV, no.
Right. And maybe just watch the prayer channel or something like that, something totally innocuous, and completely be a hermit. Because that's the only way. Because if you're interacting with other people in a nation that has a so-called freedom of speech, eventually you're going to encounter somebody you don't agree with.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to likely say something that you have a problem with. And you don't have a right to tell them to be quiet, especially in a place of their own business. You don't have you shouldn't have the right, to tell a business owner how to run his business. So, in this case, the business owner, or maybe it was just the waiter, I'm not sure, whoever it was, said, all right, get out, you effing Jew, after he said, you can't do this, it's against the law.
God.
So you've got two people that are just totally... They don't belong together. Steinberg, a Holocaust survivor, left the diner across from the United Nations, but filed a complaint with the State Division of Human Rights. To investigate the allegations, a state agent wearing a yarmulke went to the diner and asked for coffee in a disposable cup, citing kosher restrictions. He, too, was tossed out, said Steinberg's attorney, Robert Miller.
Do you think this was like a Middle Eastern-run diner?
I have no idea.
It's just a guess.
Possibly.
Right across from the UN...
The Human Rights Division finally handed down a ruling in Steinberg's favor last week after almost 14 years and awarded him $500. A state spokeswoman said the case was delayed because the agency has a backlog it's trying to reduce. During the considerable delay, the nation's cafe was apparently sold to Michael Aronis. Mr. Aronis said, "We're upset that they did that to this gentleman." Adding that his family purchased the eatery in March of 2000. Kind of a crappy deal for him. He kind of gets the ass end of the whole deal because...
Inherits all this this debacle.
Now you've got headlines with your cafe name in it saying that you're rude to Jewish people.
Right.
And,
well, that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to excel. It's not a problem, really. The guy can just go out there and say, you know, I mean, he can put big signs in his window that says... Jewish people, welcome.
Right.
Kosher porcelain.
Right.
We're not racist anymore under new management.
But, you know, he can do that, or, you know, he can choose to do whatever he wants. It's an opportunity.
Everybody in this...
This is free press, and you know as well as I do, you can turn press into something.
Absolutely.
Name the only, Miss America that you can think of.
We already did this.
I know, but the truth is you can only
name
one...
Vanessa, what's her name?
Vanessa Williams. The only... Right. You can only name one Miss America, and it's why? Because she took dirty lesbian photos back in 1984.
Hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, in this particular...
And she's
situation,
got a career, and the rest of them don't.
Well, could be argued. That she didn't really have much of a career today, at least. Anyway.
A little something going.
Everybody in this situation
what do you know? You don't even watch television.
Everybody in this situation is totally out of line. The waiter was out of line in the first place by being a rude jerk to his customer. He didn't have... I mean, how difficult could it have been? It's a coffee bar. You know they have takeout cups. So it's not like there are no takeout cups in the entire place.
This is you're saying the waiter. This it happened twice. It sounds to me like there is
the waiter, whoever it was that was involved. Maybe the owner was the waiter on that particular
day. Could very well have been.
I don't know. Whoever it was that was involved, the waiter, the owner, totally bad business decision to discriminate against a Jewish person who'd already paid for his cup of coffee. And a totally the Jewish person, of course, has this entitlement mentality that suggests that he believes that he can't be discriminated against.
Right.
So he's wrong as well. And then you've got the government spending almost 14 years deciding to finally give this guy $500 as a result of it. Boy, that's really going to make you feel good after 14 years of waiting, having your case resolved.
I hate those people.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the phones. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out about it in your email box. And, of course, it's free at freetalklive.com. Now then, let's move on to something completely different. Let's go to...
Totally different.
Yeah, let's go to you, Jason.
All right, let's go to the border at Calais, Maine.
Oh, the other border.
Yeah,
the other
thinking,
border.
Right. When you say border,
the
Mexican border.
The northern border.
Right.
Calais?
Calais.
Okay. Sounds like a French place.
Well, I'm assuming.
It's close to
if not,
Canada.
If not, then it's Calais,
okay.
Maine.
No, probably not that.
Well, on... April 25th, Gregory Dupre arrived at the U.S.-Canadian border carrying, what was he carrying? A homemade sword, a hatchet, a knife, brass knuckles, and a chainsaw.
I was going to say a suitcase. Yeah. Apparently I was mistaken.
Was he on foot?
Doesn't say.
I'm envisioning this guy, like, with no shirt on.
Just a double bag.
With samurai sword strapped to his back.
Walked out of Road Warrior.
Right. And
he looks like he walked out of Road Warrior. Look at this guy's picture. He's got a mohawk.
Totally. The guy looks...
His eyes look all bugged out.
Yeah. He looks like you back in high school, man.
Yeah, he does.
He looks as if he's never not listening to the Misfits.
Yeah. Right. He's a mess.
Yes, he is. Well, all this stuff is covered in what appeared to be blood.
What?
Can't be sure, though.
And he tried to cross the border with it?
And he tried to cross the border.
Clearly his problem, what he wasn't bringing with him, was his brains.
It's true. Well, the folks working at the border weren't bringing their brains to work either. They let him through.
They let a man with bloody sword and bloody brass knuckles through the border.
They certainly did.
You gotta be kidding me. Why are we paying these people? I mean, really, I'm a little offended that we just paid, like, how many, what, three half dozen customs agents and border patrol guys $30,000 to $40,000 a year to let a guy with a mohawk with blood-splattered fighting implements just cross. And a foreign one at that. He's not even American, is he?
Nope, he's
not. With a name like Dupran.
Nope, he's Canada-born.
What in the hell?
And he looks totally nuts. If you see this guy,
he's not
picture.
The issue. Do you understand? He may look nuts.
Yeah, I understand.
These people let him through.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
They just said, "Okay, man, with the blood-splattered samurai sword and mohawk." Just go right on through.
Yeah, as long as
would you like to know where the nearest preschool is? What in the hell were they thinking about? Does it please tell me it gives the customs agents and border guards names?
No, I don't think
so.
No. I don't think it does.
See, this is the way newspapers are. Let's go for the sensational guy. This is what a reporter needs to do, is say, "Hey, Mr. Manager of the Border Guard Station, I need to know immediately who was on duty at the time that Mr. Dupre came through with a blood-splattered samurai sword."
So we can out him in the press.
Absolutely.
Oh, we can't release that information.
Yeah. No. They need to be.
Oh, they all cover each other.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they all lie and
Freedom of Information Act. We should be able to get that kind of information.
Well, wait till you hear the rest of the story, man.
Go ahead.
All right. Well,
so they let the guy through.
Lo and behold, following day, a gruesome scene was discovered in his hometown of Minto, New Brunswick.
Gosh.
Found
really?
A decapitated body of an old country musician.
What?
Whose head was in a pillow?
I lost my dog, lost my truck, and then lost my head.
Lost his head in a pillowcase under the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And his common law wife was also gruesomely killed.
Similarly disfigured.
Yes.
God.
Wow.
That's
horrible.
Well, apparently this fellow was his neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And he had a history of violence between he and his neighbor, so it just reached its boiling point.
The Dupre and the other guy's name
country
is...
Country singers.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a mess.
Well, this guy immediately became a suspect because of the history of violence between him and his neighbors. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say immediately.
No.
Because they let him through the damn border.
Right. I wouldn't say immediately. He managed to leave the town. As a matter of fact, he managed to leave the country.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And with a blood-splattered samurai sword and a slicked-up mohawk.
Oh,
I mean, it's not like this guy wasn't wearing a big arrest me sign.
Well, he practically was.
Yes, he was.
He was walking down the highway.
Yep, he was walking. Okay.
Yep. 2 days later, he wandered down. He was wearing a sweatshirt with red and brown stains on it. So essentially, that is a sign saying, "Arrest me, God, please arrest me."
I've got nothing left to say.
And now he's jailed. Waiting extradition.
Great. Well, at least he should be happy to know that he's not going to face the electric chair of the gas chamber in good old Canada.
It's true.
And you know, there's still a chance that he didn't do it. I mean,
I suppose there is.
You can't assume this guy's guilty.
You know, I don't jump to too many conclusions in the news.
Right.
Because, journalists are right up there with politicians. They're a little farther down the list for me, but they're right up there with people not to be believed.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, the picture, the blood, the red and brown splattered sweatshirt.
He probably wasn't holding the sword, hatchet, knife, brass knuckles, and chainsaw for a friend. Probably.
Probably not. He was walking, oh my God.
Why? The dude, if you see his picture, and again, I think you can see this probably at dailyrotten.com or one of those other sites.
I'm sure.
The dude just looks totally completely disturbed. I mean, he's got this wide-eyed look. He looks like he's one of those people that never blinks. You know what I mean? He's just constantly looking at you.
You think he was
trying to
scare the cameraman at the mugshot studio there?
I don't know. With a mohawk like that, I don't think he's really that scary looking. But
I blame video games.
Yes, let's ban Grand Theft Auto, which I believe they have a chainsaw in that game.
They do?
So, or Doom 3, or the original Doom. Anyway, this is your show. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. We'll talk to you about anything. Political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to go and vote for the show. If you haven't done it yet this month, we need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that is vote.freetalklive.com. We are currently the number 3 podcast in the world, which, of course, is exciting. We were number 1 last month for a while, and it's still possible for us to take first place this month. But we need your help at vote.freetalklive.com. And if you've already voted, tell a few friends about the show. Share it with them. I mean, don't hoard Free Talk Live. There's no benefit to you from hoarding Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live needs to spread like a virus all around this country. It's a good kind of virus, though, a helpful virus. A virus that intends to restore instead of destroy. So there you go. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 2 is on the way, but we're talking about this kook, this nutcase-looking guy. His name is what?
Gregory Dupre.
Dupre. He comes from Canada and came into the United States, I guess, what, a few days ago?
It was about a week and a half ago.
Well, and he apparently crossed the border, attempted to cross the border, with a chainsaw, what else, machete,
samurai sword,
brass knuckles.
Right. Yeah, everything but a gun, basically.
Yeah.
He attempted to cross the border. Now, apparently, they actually stripped him of all his weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided, well, these here weapons are pretty dangerous. We can't let you in with those, but as long as you give them to us, you can go right on through there,
yeah.
Son.
Even though, what is this reddish-browner stuff on the weapons? That's not blood, is it?
Nope.
Okay.
I was slaughtering pigs, sir.
Oh.
I mean, it could have, yeah, it could have, sure. It didn't necessarily mean, yeah, it was human blood. What did they have to say about why they let this guy through?
Well,
these bureaucrats.
Bill Anthony, he's a spokesman for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, said the Canada-born Dupre could not be detained because he is a naturalized U.S. citizen and was not wanted on any criminal charges on the day in question.
You know, it doesn't really matter to me what the citizenship of the person who comes into contact with a law enforcement officer, and when they come into contact, they have a blood-splattered samurai sword.
would that be probable cause?
That's probable cause, so, to my mind.
I would think so, too.
Apparently, they don't think so.
And I'm the first person to attack the cops for doing the wrong thing, or arresting the wrong person, or stepping out of their bounds. But to have someone who's literally dripping with blood walk up to you...
Splattered with blood, carrying a sword.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys' spidey sense wasn't exactly tingling that particular day.
Not at all. Well, Mr. Anthony said, quote, nobody asked us to detain him.
Who's supposed to ask you? Jesus Christ? Is he going to just appear in front of you? Guys, don't let him through. I mean, really, who's going to ask you to detain him?
What a mess.
Are you waiting for orders? Can't you... Are these guys prohibited from making their own decisions?
I don't know. We don't have any papers on him, Jim. Better just let him through.
He's got someone's hair under his fingernails, sir. Well, nobody wants him. Let's let him in.
Whatever.
It's crazy.
It's frightening.
It is crazy.
Being bizarre is not a reason to keep somebody out of this country or lock them up. Being bizarre and carrying bloodstained weapons, however...
Yeah.
I'd think so.
You know what? It makes me wonder if this would have been handled any way differently on the Mexican border. If a Hispanic guy who wasn't a white kid was trying to cross the border with all this stuff, you think it would have gone the same way?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hour number two is on the way. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Also, speaking of, we've been on kind of this race issue today. A Continent of Clowns from LouRockwell.com. We're going to talk about how Asians are taking over all the educational venues. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...